I want to read one verse, and you pray real hard, and I'll preach real fast. Amen. Verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Let's pray. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, God, for the service so far, the songs that's been sung, Lord, and Lord, for just answering prayer, God. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, you'd move in the church, God. I pray, God, you'd touch hearts. God, help us, Lord, to get our minds on you, Lord. And if there's one that's not saved, God, help them to realize that today's the day of salvation. If there's one, Lord, that's grown cold on you, help them to realize, God, they can be revived this morning, God. God, move in this church right now, God. Move me out of the way, God. It ain't about me. Let all the praise, all the glory go to Jesus, and everything else will work out fine. And whatever's done, well, we're going to lift up Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach on a little while on some things not found in heaven. Some things not found in heaven. I just kind of give you a little background on where I got this thought from. This past Thursday, I believe it was, me and Brother Terry and Brother Benny and several went over to Brother Johnny's house and got around and sang with him and had a real good time, And I was thinking about one of the songs as I was leaving Brother Johnny's house traveling back home, and this thought come to my mind, there won't be no sermons preached to sinners. That's going to be one of my points in just a little bit. But this thought, there's some things that's not going to be in heaven, amen. I hate to inform you, but and Sister Eileen, but there ain't going to be no police in heaven. Glory to God. Ain't going to be no EMTs in heaven. Ain't going to be no firemen in heaven. Ain't going to be no ambulance drivers in heaven. Ain't going to be none of that in heaven, amen. Ain't going to be no war in heaven. You'll never turn on the TV and find out that Israel's been attacked again, amen. You'll never find out, you'll never hear anything else about war. You'll never hear anything else about weapons when we get to heaven. Amen. And I could go on and on and on with that kind of situation. But I want to preach just a little while on things not found in heaven. Number one, there's no sickness for the saints in heaven. Amen. Ain't going to be no cancer in heaven. Amen. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 and 2, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb, and in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river of the tree of life, there bare 12 manner of fruit, yielding her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Glory to God. I don't know how it's going to work, Brother Donald. I ain't got a clue how it's going to work, Matt, but all I know is we'll have glorified bodies when we get to heaven. There won't be no sickness, glory to God. There won't be no cancer. There won't be no COVID. There won't be no tumors. There won't even be a cold, glory. Won't be no kidney stone, glory to God. I'm just telling you, when we get to heaven, it's going to be like you ain't never seen, like you ain't never thought about. Hey, we won't have to worry about aspirin. We won't have to worry about a doctor. We won't have to worry about none of that because there ain't going to be no sickness for the saints in heaven, amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 through 54 says this, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Amen. That's shouting ground right there, amen. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when corruption, this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. We're going to lay down this flesh on this side. We'll pick sometime between where the rapture takes place, Brother Robert, when the trumpet sounds, sometime between when we leave this body and when we get up there with him, corruption's going to fall off, amen, and we'll have a glorified body that'll never be sick again. Ain't going to be no funeral homes in heaven. Amen. Heaven's going to be a great place. Are you going? Are you going? Will be no more sorrow for the saved in heaven. Amen. The Bible says in Revelation 21, verse 4, and God shall wipe all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. All these things that cause sorrow down here, all the things that we grieve about down here is going to be gone. We'll never get another call about a loved one that's passed on. We'll never get another call about someone that's got cancer. And y'all know how. Well, y'all know what I'm talking about. When you get those calls, when Brother Matt texted me the other night about Jimmy Baker, and I'm just got a heartache, Brother David. When I found out that Brother Johnny had cancer, it just gives you a heartache, a grief. And I'm telling you right now, there ain't gonna be none of that in heaven. Ain't going to be none of that. The Bible says there's going to be no death, no sickness, no crying about nothing, no crying about family hurt, no crying about relationship hurt, no crying about things on your job, no more church hurt, amen. I'm telling you right now, everything in heaven's going to be great, no more pain. That word pain right there, if you look it up, it means to toil or anguish. No more of that. Glory to God. Think about the ones that's gone on. You know, we said on this side, we're sad for Brother Jimmy Baker. I'm telling you right now, that fat boy's running all over heaven. My God, that boy's having a good time. He's having the best time he's ever had in his entire life right now. No more sorrow. No more skepticism for the secured. The word skepticism means doubt or unbelief. Now, I know y'all might be holier than me. But I'm going to be honest with you, Melvin. There have been times that I come around this altar, and I've prayed about something, and get up, and before I get back to that seat, the devil said, you know that ain't going to happen. All y'all holy people, y'all pray for us up on the front. David shaking his head, Melvin shaking. Y'all pray for us. Amen. I know y'all don't do that. I realize that. I mean, y'all just all about that. But for the rest of us, amen, mortals, and somebody said, oh, I'm going to tell you right now, I just don't doubt nothing that Jesus could do. Let me ask you a question. Are you a worrier? If you worry, then you doubt. Amen. But guess what? There ain't going to be none of that in heaven. Amen. James chapter 1 verse 6 says, but him that hath faith, nothing wavering. For him that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven and the wind and tossed. Understand, that's my life. I'm going to be honest. There's sometimes that I walk on the mountaintops. There's sometimes that I can't hardly get no closer to heaven. There's sometimes that I feel like I could charge hell with a water pistol. And there's sometimes I feel like a demon with a water pistol can beat me to death. Praise God, Jackie, when we get there, there ain't going to be no more of that, amen. I have a glorified body. And you know what's going to come with that glorified body? A glorified mind. Someone said this. If it's out of your hands, it deserves to be free from your mind. Folks, I'm just telling you. All the worrying. I saw a church sign the other day. It said, when you worry, you doubt God. But when we get there, we won't have to worry about it. Well, I'm going to go ahead and slow down just a minute and tell you had plenty of time to shout. Because y'all know what's coming next. There'll never be sermons preached to sinners in heaven. Revelation chapter 20. Verse 11, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. After the rapture, you understand that. If you're not saved after the rapture, you'll be heard your last sermon on lost. I'm not saying that you won't go to church, because there'll be a lot of churches still open after the rapture of the church. You'll hear all kind of messages. But it'll be your last time hearing a message about somebody being lost and somebody going to hell, because all the Christians are going to be taken out. The Bible says that the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, the helping power of the Holy Spirit is going to be removed. There will be people saved during the tribulation, but I believe with all my heart it's going to be the Jewish people. Amen. I believe that. your last chance to be saved. What would you do if you knew this was your last opportunity today? Understand something. There ain't going to be no sermons preached to sinners in heaven, and there ain't going to be no sermons preached to sinners in hell. Because everybody in hell already knows why they're there. Let me tell you something, folks. Look up at me real good. I don't want there to be no misunderstanding this morning. There is two places after you die. One is heaven, one is hell. There ain't no such thing as purgatory. There ain't no such thing as a waiting place. There ain't no holding gate. You're either saved or you're lost. And the Bible says, as a tree falleth, that shall it lie. Understand this. Hey, if you die saved, you're going to heaven, glory. And if you die lost, you'll be in hell. Somebody said, well, why would a loving God do that? Well, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1 tells us exactly. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall be suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. It ain't like you hadn't heard it before. It ain't like you ain't already had a chance. It ain't like, I mean, the Bible says, for the invisible things of God are clearly seen. It's not like that everybody is not going to have an opportunity to be saved. I'm just telling you, right, we got folks in this church right now. We got folks listening on YouTube and Facebook right now. You've had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. And I'm telling you right now, the convicting power of the Holy Spirit has dwelt with you and dealt with you. And you know you need to be saved. And you say no, and you say no, and you say no. But one of these days, the rapture's going to take place, and you'll be said no for the last time. How many sermons have you heard? How many prayers have been offered up for you? How many times has the Lord convicted you? The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 1, because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me early, but they shall not find me, for they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. The choice is yours this morning. Heaven or hell. You make a choice. If you're here right now and you're not ready to meet God, you make a choice when you walk out of them doors. If you're here this morning and you say, I'm not ready to meet God, I know I'm not saved, and you get up and leave without being saved, you've made a choice. You said, I choose hell. People say, well, preacher, that's kind of blunt, ain't it? I'd rather stand up here and tell you the truth than lie to you and you go to hell. Make the right choice. Alan, I remember sitting in a church and the preacher preaching. I'm talking about one of them old screaming preachers. Y'all know what I'm talking about, spit flying and red letter King James Bible having a fit. And Ronnie, I felt like he was talking straight to me. I'm just telling you, David, it was like I was the only one in that church. That's what the Holy Spirit does, amen? Some of y'all feeling like that right now. But I got up out of that seat, Brother Robert, and I went down to that altar and I got saved. Amen. I got saved. Now, let me tell you something. I got saved that day. Man, ain't a doubt in my mind I got saved that day. Now, I did some stupid things after I got saved. And I remember the day that I really nailed it down. I knew I was saved, but I remember the day that I really nailed it down. And I ain't been perfect since then. Ain't none of us can be perfect. But I know that I know that I know. Gavin, I know I'm saved. My God, if you know you saved, and you know heaven's going to be your home. That's shouting ground right there, amen. But think about this. There ain't going to be no more Satan because of the Savior. How many of y'all have had to battle Satan this week? How many of y'all have had to battle? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Them old evil spirits that come against us and try to mess with us and mess with your mind. And I'm telling you right now, when we get there, there ain't going to be no more Satan because of what the Savior did. Glory to God. You understand this. Satan was defeated at Calvary. But glory to God, after the great white throne judgment, Satan is going to be destroyed. Amen. He is going to be cast into the lake of fire forever and forever, and we'll never have to worry about him again. There'll never be another temptation. There'll never be another thought come into your mind. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be good when we get there. Are you going? Revelation 20, verse 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and forever. Whew. No more Satan to cause you to sin. Y'all Christians, hear me? Don't get all holy on me now. No more Satan to cause you to have a evil thought or speak an evil word against anybody. No more Satan to cause and come in and just, I thought about it as I was studying this. The Apostle Paul said that there was a messenger of Satan sent to buffet him, a thorn in his side. No more. No more. All because of what Jesus did. You hear me? It ain't got nothing to do with you. Ain't got nothing to do with you. All because of what Jesus did. Matt, come to the piano. I want you to bow your heads with me.